Okay, so this morning we're going to talk about gaming hybrid warfare. So obviously we all know what hybrid warfare is. Conventional warfare, but it's also adding in the other elements and the other ways of having a confrontation and getting them into a decisive strategy. Russia's been excelling in this area. Interesting one I've been looking at recently, and that's law warfare, which is using the law to conduct warfare, which means the Israel and the Gaza Strip, for example. So when something happens, you have your recording of it, putting out on the multimedia. Then you immediately go to your human rights lawyers to try and prove the other side has committed a crime in war. Now, of course, it's been around a really long time, and there's endless examples of hybrid warfare. This is just a random one, and this was when Spain and England were competing for world domination, nothing like a modest aim. Spain went for the traditional armada approach, large number of ships, huge army, invade. Britain actually helped, part of the strategy to defeat them was propaganda. Ships of this time were really expensive to build, they were owned by a consortia of people, 6 to 12 people. So Spain is dependent on income from the Americas, so what do? You tell these consortia you're going to seize their ships in piracy. So then there is a shortage of private sector ships for the Spanish to get their wealth to Spain. That's a really good example of hybrid warfare. Now this morning, we've selected these people because they've all got something interesting to say about hybrid warfare. And hopefully one of them decided that they're going to speak first.
Go on.